What is the timing of Kiddush Levana? So let's start with the easier part, then we'll get to the harder part. It will be done in 2 minutes. So the lunar cycle is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. So we're allowed to recite, we should recite, we're mandated to recite the Kiddush Levana up until the point where the Levana reaches its maximum size, which is exactly at the halfway point. So that's what the Ramah says. We look at when the Molad is, when the moon first appears, that's what we announce. And then we measure exactly half of the time of 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalakim. That's the last time, because from that point in time, as we know, the moon begins to wane. And so that would be the end point. Now, there's another way of thinking about this, and to say that whenever the Molad is, we have until 15 days, inclusive of 15 days, but not including the 16th day to recite Kiddush Levana. But here we have to be very careful, because Kiddush Levana, as we said, has to be recited after Tzeisah Kochavim. So even if, let's say, the position of the Ramah is that you have half of the time of 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim would come out at sometime like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, still you could only do it up until the night before. So generally speaking, we want to be very careful about not getting to that point. Now the Gemara says that the mitzvah is to mivarech es hachodesh bizmana. So the Rambam and Rashi imply that we should do it right away, the first time we possibly can, the first sighting of the moon. That would be the right thing to do. But we all know that we wait a number of days. So why is that? Rabbeinu Yonah has a position that the moon of the light, he calls it Eina Mesuka. It's not really such a strong light at the beginning. Okay, but that would be against the Rambam. And the Bach says it takes us 3 days. I don't know anything about Kabbalah, but the Mekubalim say that somehow we should wait the first 7 days. But as I said, all week long in different contexts, whether it's Motzai Shabbos, whether it was with respect to the clothes that we're wearing, and many other considerations, where there's a lot of rain, as there is in our part of the world, we have to be very careful, right? Because if you're going to wait any amount of time, not only are you going to lose out on the Shita of the Rambam, which is, you know, it's reason Makdim in the mitzvos, you're going to lose out on much more, because very often people don't get it on Motzai Shabbos, then they forget, then it rains, and then it's too late, so we have to be careful in that regard. Rabbi Chananah ben Akasha, Baruch Hu.